Yo. I'm back. Still feels awkward for me, but I'm here. Yay. I just realized something about myself. The reasons why I'm not making and producing is because I'm hiding behind everybody else. And what I mean by that is I like to listen a lot. But I'm listening under the guise of what I have to say or what I want to say. Is less important than what they have to say. And I think I'm starting to realize that as much as I listen, I think I listen too much. Evidently. I think that all I'm doing is just sitting around and watching and listening and watching and listening, but I'm not doing anything. And it's because I'm hiding behind everybody else. When I think about putting myself in front of, like, the camera or the mic, and I start speaking, I'm beginning to realize that I'm switching sides, essentially. That I am now on the side of the person speaking and someone else listening. And when I see that happening, I realize how much I was using listening as an excuse to not doing anything. Because I failed to realize how hard it is to be on the other end and having to say something on stage or in front of people or just to another friend or family member. And it's hard to talk. And like, it's hard to be the person to say that, hey, this is how it is, or this is not how it is, or this is how I feel, it's not how I feel. And it's really easy to keep things in. And when you've been keeping things in as long as I have, which has been years, the drastic feeling of, hey, now I'm gonna start talking and telling and speaking about what I have within me is really big and scary. And even at the beginning of this recording, it took me like 5 minutes to just press record. Because as that dynamic changes, I'm not respecting how big of a change it is. I'm thinking that I can just, just hit the button and do it, but I'm letting go of all the reasons why I stayed listening and I stayed quiet. And a lot of those reasons didn't benefit me, but at the same time, a lot of those reasons did benefit me. And I failed to realize how beneficial it was for me to stay quiet and just listen. Because it didn't put me in harm's way. It comes down to that. Like it really, it just, I hid behind speakers and innovators and content creators and producers, movie makers, whoever made, I just consumed and I hid behind that and didn't try to put myself in the shoes of a creator and make content for other people to consume. I just, you know, thought that they got it and they don't need me to make anything. And in a lot of ways, I'm doing that in my personal life a lot as well, just hiding behind others and not realizing that, hey, there's a lot of things that happen and they don't just happen. It's kind of like a wife cleaning the house and then their partner, well, it doesn't have to be a wife, a couple living in a house, roommates, married, what have you, family members. There's a relationship dynamic within a household or an apartment hold. And one person cleans and does things and the other person just assumes that that shit gets done, and no, it just doesn't magically get done. And I'm subconsciously thinking that things just get done in my life when I realize, and then I'm starting to realize right now, like, no, that shit just doesn't get done. That doesn't just get done. Someone's actually putting effort and time into making that happen for me, and I'm not realizing that I need to start assuming that responsibility for myself, which is hard, because when you've been in the bubble, oh, things just get done for so long, and then you try to make that switch of like, oh, I didn't even know, and now I don't even know how to. That transition period is really arduous in a way, and unknown. And in a lot of dynamics in my life, that's what's been happening with me. I've been just consuming and learning and all of this stuff, but I haven't been regurgitating any of the things that I have been consuming. I've kind of been selfish a little bit, or maybe a lot of bit, in that way. Maybe a little bit self-centered, entitled. That the freedoms of the world are for me to consume and not try to produce more freedoms for everybody else around me. Like, I have all these apps and internet and connection and electricity and information, and now I have, like, this new up-and-coming technology that can make things more easily transferable between me and another person, so then I have another way of making income that doesn't necessarily have to go through so many steps. But that shit just doesn't happen. Like, people put in work, a lot of work, for it to be real. And I'm sitting on my ass, laying in bed, thinking that this stuff just happens. Okay, they just, you know, they just type on the computer, or they just, you know, talk to this person, and then boom. And it's not that simple. And in the most concrete, contextual way, me speaking to whoever is listening, it didn't just happen. Like, me getting to this point where I can just start openly talking about my feelings or my thoughts, and then going so far as to post it online for anybody to hear and see and hear, whatever, that didn't just happen. You know, I didn't just wake up one day and have that revelation of, well, I'm just gonna start doing this. Like, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and it just every day was a no. And somehow today was a yes. And the other thing is that I'm not seeing how many no's people get off screen, off camera, off mic. Because all of the things that they're showing and sharing are the yeses. And I'm doing it too. I'm not showing you my no's. I'm here because I said yes to myself. Let's do this. And that dynamic is really... it's hard to realize. Just because of the nature of sharing content, you naturally have to say yes to yourself to go and make and share. And you don't say no to yourself and then share that no with the world to see. But the more that someone... and the more that I realize that there's a lot of no's behind every yes, and even more so, if I can continue to realize that the yeses that I have been able to do within myself, alongside all the no's that I have had within myself, there's been a lot of yeses around me as well. And if it wasn't for all of them, all of the content creators, all of the producers, all of the movie makers, all of the people tweeting and all of this, making funny content, making inspirational content, intellectual content, free content, parents, loved ones, siblings. If I don't realize how many yeses I have around me, and I only look at all the no's that I have within me, I'm gonna stay stuck like this. I just have to bring it all into perspective. At the moment when I'm pressing the go live button or the record button, or I start typing on that white Word document, or I start sketching on that white canvas, or I get on stage, that moment right before is... that's when I have to bring it all into perspective of, like, this wasn't just me. This was a lot more than me, plus me. And that, yeah, I have a lot of weight on my shoulders because I'm talking and producing, and even if I don't truly believe it, my words objectively have the chance of influencing someone. I can't ignore that. That weight doesn't have to be entirely carried by me. Assimilation of who I am at this moment was a consequence of a lot of different factors and a lot of different people and a lot of different circumstances that luckily came together all at one moment and helped me through. Even if at the moment of them helping me, I didn't feel like I was being helped, or I didn't think that I was being helped. And even with all that, it's still scary. It's just... the perspective of your life in everyone else's life and like how things really are helps mitigate that fear. It helps dissolve it. It helps properly appropriating it to the value that it has, instead of you thinking that the fear is a lot larger than what it is. And I way too often do that. I overappreciate and overvalue my fear and put it on this pedestal of this is everything and I gotta listen to it. And do what it says. And I don't want to say that you shouldn't listen to your fears. Listen to them. But don't do what they say just because they say to not do something or they say to do something. I want to get at a place where I'm scared to do something and at the same time say to myself, I really want to try and see. And if at the end this wasn't for me, then at the end this wasn't for me. But all I'm doing is consuming everyone else's efforts, consuming everyone else's time they're not going to get back in their lives. And I'm not giving back. Because, like, the phones, you're able to access so much free content online. You have a computer that can access billions of shit in the palm of your hand. And that's great and all. But there wouldn't be any shit to consume if there wasn't people willing to make. Like, your phone would be empty. It wouldn't. The internet would be empty without the people making and producing and sharing on it. And I still have the notion that I don't feel like I belong in that ecosystem, in that environment. I still have that in me. But things are changing. My perspective is shifting towards, yeah, I may not feel like my words have any meaning or me sharing has any value. Cool. But I can't ignore the fact that everyone else's productions and everyone else's sharing and everyone else's creations have helped me. So in a way, I can't just sit around and consume everyone else's efforts and not put an effort at myself because they helped me. And I'm increasingly feeling very selfish for that. I just don't wanna. All of the video games that I've played, all of the tweets that I've read, all of the YouTube videos that I saw, the playthroughs back in 2014, 13. All of the cartoons that I watched in the early 2000s, Nick at Night, 4Kids and Pokemon and Metabots and Cubix and all of that, like, someone went out and made those cartoons. Someone went out and animated those characters. Someone drew them. Someone produced them. Someone brought a team together and made that show for me to watch. Like, someone did that. That didn't just happen. And those are fundamental pillars of my childhood. You know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Didn't just happen. Someone made those characters. Someone made those cards. Street Fighter didn't just happen. Someone made that game. Someone made those characters. And shared them. And I can't ignore that. Even though, at the same time, I feel like whatever I have to share doesn't mean anything. I can't ignore that everyone else's sharing meant something for me. And I gotta try and share. I have to try at least to give back the efforts that have been given to me over the almost 3 decades of my life. In spite of how I feel about my own self, I have to try and share because I really don't know. Even if a lot of me feels like it does know. That's my car. I don't know. I don't know who's gonna listen to this. I don't know who's gonna be affected by this. I don't know their life, your life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how you even found this episode, if you found it. I mean, I'm assuming that you found it if you're listening. But I don't know. But I do know my past, and I do know that the things that people have made for me have done things for me. And in that vein, I would be really sad. I get really sad just thinking about, like, what my life would be without Pokemon. What my life would be about all of the Nick at Night shows. What's that one show where the nanny that lived in that got a job as a nanny and then they married the rich guy and it was really cute? Fucking Heroes. That was a really good show. All of the mangas that I've read, all the animes that I've watched. Naruto, fucking One Piece. I have to try. I have to try. For them, not for me. For every single instance and every single moment of content and words that I've ingested and heard and saw, I have to do it for them. Because they did it for me.